While I enjoyed his Alcochova release, there was something about Ricardo Villalobos' recent Fizzhoyer Zhoyer EP that completely drove me nuts. It was an exercise in minimalism, as two tracks stretched over 35 minutes apiece and contained very little in the way of dynamics that ranged to the completely extreme side of things. And plain and simple, it annoyed me more as a cult of personality release than something I'd ever want to hear again. But that's sort of Villalobos too. He's gained a huge following of fans that follow his every move, and likely annoyed nearly as many at the same time. When I first saw the track listing for Fabric 36, where every single track is a new Villalobos production, I again had a bit of narcissism twinge, and wondered if he was going to pull another exercise in the extreme simply because he could, as people had been clamoring for him to do a Fabric mix for ages. For the first couple tracks, this mix even tried my patience on first listens, but honestly, it opens up so much about halfway through that you'd have to have a seriously weak pulse not to be affected. As with a lot of his other work, he eases into things in a seriously slow way. The first couple tracks, like Groove 1880 and Perk and Drums, are little more than heavily gated and clipped percussive elements that slowly form into something a little more solid. About four tracks in, some subtle melodies and bass start working things over, but the hammer really comes down on the killer four-wheel drive, a slamming tech house piece that features tripped-out vocals from Jorge Gonzalez in slurpy rhythms that shoot straight for the hips.
I say confusion is next to happiness.
Right.
Now it crashes down the street. I don't remember how came in the picture, this man, the little poster. Smarter than you may think. Doing something wrong and chased by the cops. Not knowing much but his desire to keep going. On and on and beyond reason we need to run. I couldn't help but give the boy a helping hand.
It's a dream of yours, or is it mine?
Or will arrive.
From there out, it's alternately good and downright stunning, never lapsing into anything less than interesting. The 12-minute Andruk in Japan follows a more hollowed-out, sparse piece, and might be one of the most overt things that Villalobos has ever done, with more wigged-out vocals courtesy of Andrew Gillings and massive drum fills that bang and rattle over the minimal techno backdrop. Premier Encuentro Latino Americano finds Villalobos reworking, or rebuilding, or something, a track of the same name by Los Jevas and Manduka, and he again blends more primal drums and vocals into his relentless beat backdrops almost seamlessly. With the two songs, Villalobos proves it's possible to be both primal and futuristic at the same time, moving worlds away from his almost hermetic previous work. Because all of the tracks have been custom built by one person, Fabric 36 has to be one of the best releases in the series in terms of overall flow. It starts out stripped down, then builds to a huge high before peeling back a few layers and then piling things on again before melting down to a gorgeous close. Based on the variety of sounds on the release, it's kind of hard to tell which direction Villalobos will go in next, but it proves he hasn't painted himself into a corner one bit. Essential for dance music fans.